Oh, Mike, are you ready for me to hit record?
Do I need to do my sound?
I mean, when I hit record.
Have you hit record yet?
Yep.
You've hit it?
Yep.
For real?
For real. Like, the least enthused of all of them so far. Hey, everybody, welcome
to
ARC.
The other times were sort of legitimate. This time I was kind of forcing it.
Just not feeling it.
I wasn't feeling the og tonight.
Yeah. Everything is not shit this evening.
No, it still is.
I mean, it's still pretty shit, but, you know, not quite as shit.
So what are we talking about tonight?
What are we talking about? Well, as I told you, I have my story of the most successful GameStop run in history when I went to reserve a copy of The Last of Us.
Didn't you say this wasn't podcast worthy?
Yeah, but I'm setting up the reason why we're talking about the main topic tonight.
Okay, I don't even know what the main topic is, so go for it.
I went to trade in some games to get a copy of The Last of Us, thinking I'd knock it down to like $30. I wound up having enough to buy the entire game, and I had some money left over. Wound up picking up Injustice, which is what we'll kind of be discussing tonight.
Okay. I haven't played it, and I know nothing about it, so.
Yeah, I know. I know. So, the plot of Injustice. Have you read what the plot is, Mike?
I just know that for some reason the DC people are fighting, and because why not?
You have several years earlier, the Joker. I thought this was actually a really cool plan. I figure you'll get a kick out of this. The Joker got a hold of a nuclear bomb, stuck it in the center of Metropolis. Tied the trigger for the bomb to Lois Lane's heartbeat, and then managed to somehow drug Superman into thinking Lois Lane was Doomsday. So Superman beat Lois Lane to death, and then when she died, it blew up Metropolis.
That's nice.
Yep.
And not misogynistic at all.
Nope.
Superman, go beat the shit out of this woman.
And of course, she was pregnant.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, just stack that in there.
And by the way,
God, that's terrible.
So, Superman's all pissed off about that, obviously.
Yeah.
He doesn't take that in stride, kind of immediately kills the Joker, and goes on this kind of worldwide regime, takes over the world. Those who oppose him, he kills. The only hero left opposing him is obviously Batman.
Of course.
Who developed a super weapon capable of killing Superman and locked it in a safe that could only be accessed using the DNA of himself and four other members of the Justice League.
This is the dumbest story.
So, of course, those four other members of the Justice League are dead. So, Batman of this alternate universe pulls in the members of the Justice League from our universe right before the nuke is going to detonate in their timeline, which does not involve a mind-controlled Batman and pregnant Lois Lane.
What's it in our timeline? Or I guess the other timeline, the real timeline.
And yeah, it's just a nuke.
It's just a nuke. It doesn't have any
just a nuke.
Special things about it. This is terrible.
Right?
I mean, I know DC has caught a lot of shit recently for making bad stories, and then also, like, the Mortal Kombat crew is not the best storytellers either, but this is, like, extra bad.
So in the alternate universe, you have a Superman who's evil, and his wife, Wonder Woman.
Of course.
You have the Flash, who's just the Flash with an extra ornate suit of armor. And then you have Green Lantern, who is now Yellow Lantern, because fear is stronger than willpower. Join Sinestro. And Sinestro is still kind of hanging around.
Sure, why not?
Well, you have Aquaman, who grew a chin beard, and is basically just Aquaman with a chin strap.
And still can't do anything.
Still kind of fucking worthless. He's actually a pretty good character. Cyborg got some red tubing because
now I talk to the evil fish.
I only talk to the angler fish now. and you have, yeah, you just have these kind of half-ass evil. There's the one I was telling you, the Nightwing of the LL. spoilers, the Nightwing of the alternate universe is actually...
The fuck?
Oh.
Your computer's doing stuff.
My laptop behind me just randomly, like, reset itself.
Even the laptop couldn't take this stupid story.
Even the laptop's like, no!
I'm done.
The Nightwing of the alternate universe is a Damian Wayne who took over the identity after he killed Dick Grayson, so he and Batman are feuding. Catwoman joined the bad guys so she could protect Batman, and then when he's like, no, that's ridiculous, and she's all like, I joined them to throw them off your scent, that's why you're still alive, and he's like, fuck you, bitch! So she just tried to beat the shit out of him.
I saved your life, I must kill you!
Everybody is capable of surviving a fight with Superman because Batman made these pills out of Kryptonian nanotech that enhance your bone and muscle 1,000 or so fold. Which is why Green Arrow got punched in the fucking face by Solomon Grundy and wasn't reduced to a mush.
Wouldn't it just be easier to weaken Superman than try to get everyone else to take these pills?
Well, you can't get the Superman because he kind of keeps to himself and everybody else does all the fighting. He only comes out when shit gets real. So the heroes pulled over from the main universe are Batman, kind of accidentally. The Joker gets pulled over, again, kind of accidentally. Green Lantern, Wonder Woman, Green Arrow.
So you've got alternate versions of these characters, right?
Well, yes.
Except for Joker, because he got killed.
Except for Joker, because he's dead.
But you have alternate
Joker
Batman.
Joker just
kind
of falls in line. Yeah, there's an alternate Batman.
And then obviously Ultimate?
Ultimate?
Ultimate Wonder Woman.
Ultimate Wonder Woman, she's 20 years old, goth. Yeah, there's the alternate Wonder Woman, who is a war-driving bitch.
The more you're talking, the less I want this game.
I know, the more I'm talking, the more I'm like, wow, but I enjoyed that.
Like you started this off by saying, yeah, the story I actually really liked, and then
as I say it out loud, I'm just kind of like, oh, God, that was ridiculous. Green Arrow's dead.
Of course, because why not?
Because he was all like, hey, Superman, you're being a pain in the ass, and Superman was like, hey, motherfucker, heat vision.
Oh, hi, Green Lantern, dead.
Yeah, so...
So, yeah.
So, of course, they try to get the weapon together, but it gets borked. So Lex Luthor, who's a good guy, steals the weapon and fixes it.
Lex Luthor is only a good guy because Superman's a bad guy.
Yeah.
Like
there's no pretense for that.
He still hates Superman and still wants to kill Superman, but it's like, oh, Superman's evil now, so I'll be good.
Lex Luthor has been good the entire time in this timeline, and he's actually Superman's best friend.
Aww.
But he secretly funds the Insurgency, the group that is fighting against Superman. But nobody knows he funds them, because that way he can stay close to Superman, because Superman would never expect his best friend. That's an actual line of dialogue. Another actual line of dialogue is when Lex Luthor says, come on, Superman, don't you want to stay for dinner? Got some of that... No, Stefan... Got some of that Kansas beef.
That's totally a gay pickup line.
So, Lex Luthor swipes the remnants of the weapon.
Of Superman's jizz from his chin?
No, yes. Of the kryptonite gun thing that Batman made. That, by the way, Batman made a kryptonite gun.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, in this whole thing, wouldn't it be easier to take down Superman or to, like, bring his strength down than to give everyone else this special pill?
Well, as I mentioned,
they
made the weapon.
You have a kryptonite
gun! They made the kryptonite gun to do just that, and then he hid it in a safe, and then all the other people who could open the safe got fucking killed.
But why can't Batman do it?
Because he doesn't have their DNA.
So he needs their DNA to do it. He needs, like, all four
yes.
of them to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That I wasn't getting. I just thought that, like...
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Him or one of these other four characters could open it.
It's, well, the four are Batman, Green Lantern, Green Arrow, and Wonder Woman.
Oh, so all the ones that are dead except for Wonder Woman.
Batman, yeah. And all four of their DNA has to be used to open it.
So he needs to collect the DNA from alternate universe... people to open it.
Yes. Yeah. No, he just has them put their hands on a panel and it opens.
That's not how DNA works.
Yeah. And then it immediately is damaged. And
Stop! I don't want it.
So Lex Luthor gets the damaged gun and fixes it. And he's like, I'm gonna shoot Superman with the kryptonite gun. Well, Captain Marvel's behind him because Lex Luthor just beat the shit out of Captain Marvel and he forgot to make sure Captain Marvel was actually, you know, unconscious. So Captain Marvel zaps Lex Luthor and Lex Luthor gets his ass kicked and the MacGuffin gun is gone. And then Superman kills Lex Luthor because he's all like, my best friend, brr. My bestest buddy.
Why?
And then Captain Marvel's all like, holy shit, we crossed the line here. Why are we killing people like Lex Luthor? Because he was a good person. And Superman's like, fuck your shit, Captain Marvel, and he kills Captain Marvel. We should let that moment of sorrow sink in. I'm sorry. The licensing changed. Kills Shazam.
Yeah, because Captain Marvel's in Marvel now, right?
Yeah. So then the Flash is all like, yep, we didn't sign up for this. Beats the shit out of Green Lantern and Solomon Grundy. Sorry, Yellow Lantern and Solomon Grundy. And he goes and beats the shit out of Sinestro. And then he goes to the Insurgency, where he then has to beat the shit out of Green Arrow. You noticing a pattern here?
I just noticed a lot of people are getting the shit beat out of him.
Yeah.
Well, of course it's a fighting game, so that's not...
Yeah.
That shouldn't be surprising.
And then the Flash is all like, ha, I beat the shit out of Green Arrow, can't you see I'm a good guy now? And they all go, okay, we didn't like him anyways, he's a cunt.
See, I done good. Whatever.
I did. Good job, Flash. High five. Not so fast this time, though. And so the Flash is all like, they're gonna fuck up your shit, because Superman's plan... No, this is what pissed off Shazam. Superman's plan is to destroy Metropolis and Gotham to prove a point. I'm gonna fucking show them. I'm gonna blow up Metropolis and Gotham. That'll fucking show them. I'm gonna blow up this city they got nuked in this shithole full of crime. That'll show them. Motherfuckers.
I like that he's gonna destroy Metropolis after it's already been nuked.
Yes. Evidently it got better.
Like, I'll show that steaming crater.
Fucking show that crater who's boss. So everybody's like, oh, fuck, we gotta stop Superman. But the Batman from the original universe is like, no, this is all fucking gone to shit. I'm sending you motherfuckers home so you can get ready to beat the shit out of Superman when he's done with our world and comes across to yours. And the Batman from our world is like, no, motherfucker, we gotta beat the shit out of him here. We'll get our Superman. And their Batman's like, you fucking crazy. And so our Batman beats the shit out of their Batman.
And he's like,
you gotta let
it.
So their Batman, our Batman's like, you know, dude, you gotta let us help you because you pull us over here and now it's our responsibility. And their Batman's like, you don't know how to work the fucking portal, do you? And our Batman's like, nope. So their Batman's like, I'll get your Superman for you. And Superman comes in and he's like, fucking Jesus, because he comes on the scene and just demolishes everybody. Like, you just fucking curb stomp everybody as Superman. Including Superman.
So the Kryptonian pill doesn't work against real Superman?
Well, the Kryptonian...
Only fake evil Superman?
Pill. Yeah. Well, no, only the non-powered people took the Kryptonian pills.
So, but, yeah, so, I mean, they should be able to take on real Superman.
Yeah, but he's still... They're still not quite as strong. It just explains how they didn't get turned into fucking goop when he punched them in the face.
I don't like it.
So,
you're just making me sad. You should have told me this before, so I would have had a real ogre to start the show off with.
So our Superman beats the shit out of their Superman, and he's all like, you can't fucking do this, dude. So they imprison him, and their Batman's like, he's gonna face trial, they're all gonna face trial, and I think all the superheroes are kind of like, yeah, that's gonna go well. And everybody goes back to their respective universes. But wait, we see their Superman in his cage, and he still kind of has a little bit of heat vision.
Oh no, he's going to bust out.
Oh no. So, the story, really not that great, actually. Fun while I was playing it, but now as I sit here telling you the story, I'm like, wow, that actually was not very good, was it? But let me tell you what matters, Mike.
You got it for free.
No. Well, yes. Let me tell you what matters, Mike.
Mm.
It's a solid fighting game.
I guess that is all that does matter in a fighting game. They're not known for their great storytelling.
you run into this problem because DC's like, nobody can accept the fact that we've made a fighting game, and they're going to be like, why are Batman and Superman fighting? We've got to explain it. We can't just be like, hey, look, it's a fighting game. Needs a plot. Remember Justice League Task Force?
Nope.
It was on the Genesis of the Super Nintendo. Why is Batman fighting Superman? Oh, that's not Superman. That's an android. See, he's got a darker colored uniform.
We brought down saturation on his suit. It's totally not the same Superman.
Is that an android Flash? Nope. Look how bright his red uniform is.
God.
No, it's a solid fighting game. It's fairly pretty. Looks better than Mortal Kombat did, in my opinion.
I'm trying to come up with some rebuttal, but I just can't. It's just not coming.
Yeah. So, I enjoyed it.
How many stars would you give it out of a possible 4?
Out of a possible 4? If you're a DC comic book fan, I'd say a 3. If you're a fighting game, I'd say like a 2, 2.5. It's on par with Mortal Kombat.
It's a Street Fighter clone.
Yeah.
They have special moves, just like in Street Fighter. You press a button combination, they do something special. What the fuck is that?
the clear-cut advantage to getting Injustice over the other DC fighting game, Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe, which is not a terrible fighting game either.
No, but
not
it also
a great
had
fighting
a
game.
Really screwball storyline.
It also had a really screwball storyline. The one thing Injustice does right that Mortal Kombat versus DCU struggled with is it doesn't try to explain away fatalities. They just don't fucking have them.
Well, yeah, but I mean, of course they wouldn't have them just in the DC game. But when
Superman fucking hammered Batman into the ground like a railroad spike, it's a heroic brutality. It's not a fatality. He's not dead.
He's not dead.
He's crippled. Those bones will never heal, and he won't walk again. But it's not a fatality. He's still alive.
We saw Dark Knight Rises. All he needs to do is wrap himself in a magical rope and fix all of his bones.
Oh my God! Superman pounded me into the ground like a railroad spike. Quick, Green Lantern, punch me in the back.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm better.
Drape me over this rope and give me a good solid kick to the spine.
We've given everybody suits of fucking armor, and they've tore right away. They don't have that in Injustice. The armor doesn't tear. They do still have the same horrible idea that superheroes like Green Lantern and the Flash should wear fucking body armor that protects it. Even the Joker's got a fucking bulletproof vest on in this one.
Oh, does he?
It's like under his coat. I noticed it on the screen. I was like, what?
I was just about to look up some art from the game just to see that.
Yeah. Solid fighting game. Definitely recommend it when it hits the $20 range.
You can get it used, grab it.
Get it used, grab it. Or if you want to be like me, go trade in Assassin's Creed 1 and 2, Left 4 Dead 1 and 2, WWE 13, Tetris Evolution, Sonic the Hedgehog 2008, and the Orange Box.
Sonic the Hedgehog 2008, was that the like fantasy role-playing one?
No, that was the launch title for 360.
What?
Oh no, 06?
Yeah, 360 came out earlier than that. Sonic the Hedgehog 2008, not 1008.
Okay, 2006. My bad.
2006. What game was that? I don't remember it.
The really bad one that nobody remembers that I just had because I got it in like a cheap bundle.
Well, yeah, I mean, no one really likes any of the Sonic games that have come out in the last 10 years.
No, actually, Sonic Generations is pretty cool.
That one people like because of nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
Not because they actually like the game.
I liked it. I own it. I liked it.
No, you don't.
So, Injustice. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Screwball story. Solid fighting game. Scorpion, by the way. Do you remember?
Now, is he going to have a fatality?
No, he does not have a fatality.
What?
He just, for his finishing pose, rams a sword through their gut, opens a fiery portal, and sends them to hell.
But he needs to have a fatality. Do they have finishing moves at all?
Nope.
So you just beat them and then you win.
Just like Street Fighter.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember how Freddy Krueger played in Mortal Kombat?
Mm-hmm.
How he was kind of like curb stomped everybody. Just boom, 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 fuck you.
Yeah.
That is Scorpion in Injustice. Multiplied.
Why can't he just play like Scorpion?
That's the problem. He does play like Scorpion.
But that's not how Scorpion is.
It is in the DC Universe, evidently.
God damn it.
Yep.
Well, there you go. So, Injustice, don't get it.
No, it's not terrible. These things aren't fucking known for their story. If they wanted a good story, they would have got a good writer. I say that, and I'm going to have to check and see who wrote it, because I'm pretty sure they got, like, a fairly big-name comic book writer to write it.
It was probably Ed Boon. Just like, hey, I'm going to do this, and Lois Lane was pregnant. Ooh.
It was Tim Buckley.
Why does Lois Lane need to be pregnant? Because it's dramatic.
Because the baby's got to die. Plot. Nope. Oh, yeah, Justin Gray and Jimmy Palmiotti served as story consultants. They're actually kind of legit writer.
I know Jimmy Palmiotti. I don't know the other one.
Justin Gray is known for a run on Power Girl and Jonah Hex. Palmiotti and Gray also wrote Mortal Kombat vs. DC Universe.
Hey!
Hey! Those two guys, I look at that list, and those two guys do really good work when they're writing comic books together.
See, but why don't they just do that in a video game? You can have that same story. You can do that same stuff. It doesn't.
What, you can kill pregnant Lois Lane?
No, I mean, like, you could do comic book stuff in a video game. Like, not kill pregnant Lois Lane, because that's dumb.
No, you gotta up the stakes for Superman.
Although, so it does explain why. Like, I watched the trailer for when they announced Scorpion as the DLC,
mm-hmm.
and I was wondering why he was fighting Bizarro. Like, Superman looks at him, but his skin's all gray and his eyes are glowing, and I'm like, Scorpion's fighting Bizarro.
No, that's zombie Superman.
What?
No, they've got the alternate skins from Blackest Night.
Oh, okay. Like, well, no, not okay, but okay.
Yeah, there's a Flash, Superman, I want to say Green Lantern.
There's the real star of the show.
Not a terrible game. Not a great game. Better than a lot of games.
Better than a lot of games. Worse than most. Well, so what else are we talking about?
I was kind of thinking we'd just pour out something from our 40s for the death of video games.
Yeah. They really did take a bad shot this last week, didn't they?
They really did, actually. I don't know how Microsoft is getting so much fucking wrong, and Sony is finally doing so much fucking right.
It's like I said about Microsoft, that they have a really bad habit of releasing a good product
mm-hmm.
that a lot of people use and like, and then following it up with something just so awful. It's like Windows XP, that almost became a standard operating system on everything.
Yep.
And then they came out with Vista, and everyone ran to Mac. It was so bad that Microsoft said, hey, if you got Vista, we'll give you XP for free. Sorry.
Hey, by the way, there's a synopsis for Injustice on the wiki.
I'll be sure to...
If you want to try to make sense of that.
I'll be sure to skim through that sometime. But,
oh yeah, there was also Wonder Woman having to defeat Raven and herself to convince the Amazons... Amazons?
Amazons?
Amazons. Not to be cons. Anyways, yeah, it's funny to me because what's basically going on is Sony is doing exactly what they've been doing. And Microsoft's like, let's change everything.
Well, I mean, it seems like... I mean, I don't know what the PS3 really offers. I just know I didn't want one because it seemed, like, overhyped and there seemed to be a lot of issues with it.
Mm-hmm.
as far
and
as...
And I gotta admit, I've got a PS3 myself. I bought it about... what is it? It's May? No, it's June?
Mm-hmm.
About 8 months ago now, I guess. And I've really enjoyed it. They've worked out the bugs. They've got the price down to a reasonable price point. The library's there now. That was kind of my big thing for the first several years. It was like, anything you wanted to play on PS3, aside from Uncharted and God of War, was on 360.
Right.
So.
But, I mean, even, like, then there was the, like, horrible loading times and install times, and it seemed like for a super advanced piece of hardware that they were saying it was, it wasn't acting like it. And that's kind of what turned me off originally. And then, of course, like, no games came out for it forever. And so it's like, okay, I guess I dodged a bullet by not getting that.
And now, I mean, like, they've got rid of all that. The installs are mostly gone. What installs I have encountered are very brief. The PlayStation Plus program is a really great deal. I've gotten a ton of fucking free games for, I mean, you know, $20 a month. You get all the games and whatnot free, and then you get a bunch of discounts in the store.
Mm-hmm.
Not $20 a month, $20 every 3 months.
So it's like, from what started as a really poorly conceived idea seems to have evolved into something decent, and then they're just continuing that into the PlayStation 4, which actually seems like it's going to be a decent console.
The only thing
it's
they
not
really
a PlayStation
be,
3.
The only thing that would really change is they're putting multiplayer behind the paywall for PlayStation Plus. You've got to be a Plus subscriber for online multiplayer. But, I mean, I never had a problem with that on Xbox Live, because that weeds out all the fucking 12-year-olds.
Right. Well, I mean, it doesn't, but...
it helps. I've never ran into a problem with people on Xbox Live. But, I mean, then again, I'm not playing, like, Halo.
Yeah, it really depends on what games you're playing. If you play shooters, there's a lot of assholes on there.
Yeah. If you play Halo or Call of Duty, there's a bunch of racist dicks. If you play Ghostbusters, it's me, Mike, and Caesar.
Yeah.
Literally, it's just me, Mike, and Caesar. Nobody else is playing that game right now. Man, I should throw that in and just see if anybody's online playing it still.
I did that a few months ago, and there was, like, one or two lobbies still open. But as soon as I signed into them, it's like there was two other people there, and we were waiting for a fourth person, and they just kept extending the time limit, and I left. But, it's not a bad thing to have a pay subscription for online.
Yeah. And now, I
especially,
mean, you gotta pay
I
your
mean,
mind.
You gotta have server upkeep and all that. I can totally understand why they would charge for something like that.
I mean, you gotta understand, here's the key difference. With Xbox, it was you had to pay for live to get online multiplayer, Netflix, Hulu, Last.fm, any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
With PS4, and I think PS3 is gonna go over to it too when it starts. You pay the PlayStation Plus fee to get the online multiplayer, you get the shop discounts, you get the free games. But if you don't have PlayStation Plus, you still have Netflix and Hulu and all that.
Right. So, yeah, it's definitely looking like Sony learned from their mistakes, while Microsoft wanted to make even more mistakes.
Microsoft said, hey, we started out really good over there. Let's focus on this camera thing and make it kind of stalker-tastic.
Yeah, that thing, God, I hated the original Kinect. Robert got one when I was living down there. And when you would just turn on the Xbox, it did this weird thing where it would start at your feet and then scan up, almost like it was checking you out. And I every time I turned that damn thing on, I turned it towards the wall. It's like, stop looking at me.
I had a Kinect for a little while, and I liked it. It did some cool things, but yeah, it's not a necessity to me.
And it didn't seem like, I mean, it didn't seem like there were a lot of games for it.
There was the one you would like, the Disney Rush one was really good.
Yeah, I mean, there was games for it, but it seemed like a weird gimmicky thing that didn't get implemented a whole lot. Kind of like, remember Super Nintendo had that weird giant cannon?
Oh, the Super Scope.
Yeah.
That I think was used with two games.
Right. And it's like, hey, here's this big peripheral that's awesome, and you can play all these cool games with it, but then there's only, like, a handful of titles that actually work with it.
Right.
And it's like, the demos for it show you holding your hand like a gun and playing Halo with it, or holding your hands like you're racing a car and playing a racing game with it, but those games don't exist.
But, by the way, hey, going back to Injustice, I just remembered this. I think I may have just shut my mind off is why I enjoyed it, because right away, here's what happens. And you have all the stages, then the backgrounds of the stages are non-player characters from the DC universe. Just kind of cool little Easter eggs for people who are fans, you know. Uh-huh. Hey, there's the Atom. Hey, there's Giganta. You know, all that nonsense, right? So your very first fight, you're Batman, and you're fighting Lex Luthor. And story-wise, Lex Luthor just beat the shit out of everybody on the Justice League Watchtower, and Batman has just showed up like, I'm going to kick your ass, dude. Which is fine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Except for in the background of your stage, just kind of hovering, watching you, is the Martian Manhunter. He's not been in the cutscene fighting Lex Luthor. He's not been seen before then, but you're just fighting Lex Luthor, who supposedly just beat the shit out of half the Justice League. Martian Manhunter's like, got your back, Batman, just kind of chilling here. Making sure everything works right.
Just give me a signal if you need me. Holler.
John, I'm like, oh.
What was that? I'm busy.
Hey, and they did get all the Justice League and Justice League Unlimited voice actors back. Except I don't think they got Michael Rosenbaum. But they got the big ones. They didn't get Clancy Brown. But they got Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman back. And then Cyborg is voiced by the guy from Teen Titans. Which is a little weird to hear that voice on a realistically designed body.
An actual giant black man and not a weird bubble-headed thing.
Yeah. Which was really funny, too, because also, like, one of the first things you hear Cyborg say to somebody is that there's an alarm going off, and one of the villains they're escorting to prison is like, what's that alarm? And he's like, it's the none of your damn business alarm, bitch. I'm like, oh, damn, dude.
I wouldn't say that in Teen Titans.
But his victory cry is booyah.
There's your favorite sound in the world.
That just deep, longing sigh.
Mike's exasperated sigh.
We could have just called this podcast Mike's Exasperated Sighs.
So yeah, it's PlayStation 2 and Microsoft. Between them. PlayStation 2? What? Where am I? Fucking.
What the fuck? Okay.
The original Xbox and the PlayStation 2, between the two of them. Bleh.
So they've,
So PS4 seems like a better console out of the two.
Hang on, stop.
Right.
So they've announced General Zod is the last DLC character.
Okay.
And he's gonna have an alternate skin based on a Conan O'Brien character called the Flaming Sea, which is a superhero alter ego for Conan O'Brien.
And it's just gonna be a skin for General Zod?
Yep. Or no, I think it's a skin for Superman, actually. Are you Googling the Flaming Sea right now?
Yes, along with a skin for Superman based on Conan O'Brien's fictional superhero alter ego, the Flaming Sea. God!
But ultimately, I enjoyed it just... God damn it.
It seems like with every video game that Ed Boon makes now, it starts out with sort of a solid base. They add the storyline to it, which goes all screwy. And then he's like, hey, here's some DLC. And he just, like, masturbates into a plastic bag and sends that to you.
It's funny, that's how J.J. Abrams made Star Trek Into Darkness. In fact, I have it on good authority that when he ran out of bags, he called Ed Boon.
Hey, Eddie, JJ, got any more jerk-off bags?
To which Ed Boon was like, yeah, sure, the fans don't want to play as Sub-Zero.
Nope, I'm just filling them all with Flaming Sea. Ha 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 ha!
God damn it.
He has to feed his caterpillar eyebrows.
This has also been the, like, least enthused episode of ARG we've ever done.
Well, we didn't really have a topic.
Like, you can hear the point in my voice where I kind of just went, oh, God, this wasn't good at all, was it?
I think this podcast is already better than when we tried to script Mortal Kombat, or tried to cast Mortal Kombat. And yes, I saw that thing that you sent me on Facebook, and fuck you. But
on the upside, I got Injustice for free.
There you go.
Yeah. And Friday I'll get The Last of Us.
What's that one?
It's Naughty Dog's new game.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. It supposedly is really good. We'll see. Had it for free, too, so I don't really care now.
I don't know, the box art kind of looks like Uncharted.
The Uncharted Dead?
It's like, here's this guy with a beard and a huge plume of light behind him, and whatever. So yeah, there you go.
Yep.
Also, Nintendo unveiled some things.
Oh yeah, Nintendo. They, Mega Man's gonna be in Smash Brothers, so is the Wii Fit girl, and, New Mario. Pretty standard E3 for Nintendo, actually. Hey, look, here's a new Mario game. Hey, look, here's a sequel with some weird characters in it.
Even though I did kind of like that, in their press conference, they were like, yeah, we know that we kind of dropped the ball on the Wii U's launch, but we're fixing that. Here's a whole
did
bunch
you,
of games that haven't come out in the year it's been out.
Did you see where they asked the Xbox executive what people should do if they don't have a persistent internet connection for the Xbox One?
Mm-mm.
And he was like, I would just stick with the Xbox 360.
Way to sell the product. Oh my god, are they trying to run themselves out of business?
I mean, he's just like, that would be an... You know, he just like immediately just tries to... He's like, you know, that would just be... That'd be an offline-dependent console. I'm like, okay. And, yeah.
Like, I saw another thing... I was keeping up with the entire E3 nonsense through Twitter. Did somebody say in the Xbox thing that they're not making games for girls because girls don't play video games or something like that?
Oh, God. Xbox, E3, girls don't play games.
Because, I mean, I'm just kind of watching people saying, all right, online all the time.
Oh, no, I did hear about this.
And then it just kind of exploded with, what? Girls don't play video games? And then it was everywhere. It was on Tumblr and Twitter, but I couldn't figure out what was said.
Here we go. It was a rape joke that was made. Or it was interpreted as a rape joke.
Oh, yeah.
They had a man and a woman on stage playing Killer Instinct, and the woman was terrible at it.
Wait, are they coming out with a new Killer Instinct?
Yeah, they got a new Killer Instinct coming out. It'll be on PS4 too, though, so. Anyway, she was like, I can't even block correctly. She was like, I can't even block correctly and you're too fast. And he was like, just let it happen. It'll be over soon.
God.
And the internet's kind of like, rape jokes? No, no. And then, you know, because he had a fight stick and she had a gamepad. And she was like, you have a fight stick. And he said, wow, you like those.
Oh, God.
Xbox!
They are. They're just trying to see how bad they can do shit.
They're like, no, we're not creepy. No, we didn't have rape innuendo. Yes, our camera will be watching you 24/7.
Christ, Microsoft. So Killer Instinct.
I just like take this moment and just plea with Microsoft. Fucking just stop. Just goddamn, just cancel the console. Fucking just write it off. Go back to computer shit. Just give up. You had a real good run with the 360. Xbox One wasn't. I mean, it was alright. I was never really wowed with it.
But you mean the original Xbox, not Xbox One?
Yeah, the original Xbox One, not the Xbox One. I mean the Xbox One.
Let's call that one Xbox Prime.
No, because that's what the next one's going to be called. No, they'll probably call it the Xbox Elite. I tell you what,
they're
it
not
going
to come out with a next one. This one's going to destroy their game section.
That just means this one's going to come out sooner. I'm telling you right now, it is June 2013. Xbox Elite. That's what the next one's called.
And you have to, like, continually pay to play any games that you buy.
Yep.
It won't just be a constant internet connection. It's any time that you turn the console on, you will need to pay Microsoft.
We're going to recapture the spirit of old arcade machines, by which we mean you have to deposit 75 cents to turn the console on for an hour.
Exactly.
A Microsoft employee will be by to access your coin box every day. At the most inopportune time imaginable. It's 4 a.m. Gotta empty the coin box.
Remember that service agreement that you signed at the very beginning when you turned it on? Yep.
It'll take 45 minutes to empty the coin box, during which time you can't play games. Also, the technician who empties your coin box is not responsible for any damage to your save data or your console. And also, by the way, he's going to wear gloves made of magnets. So he doesn't lose any of the coins.
I don't even think it'd be that easy. It's like they'd have the technician show up to your house, unplug your Xbox, and just disappear it for a week.
If there's no coins in your coin box, well, I hope you aren't too attached to your firstborn.
You haven't been playing your Xbox. Well, no, I don't have any money. Again, the service agreement you signed.
We're going to take this and give it to a family that has money for it.
God. I can't believe that. That's... What if you don't have an internet connection? Well, then stick with the 360.
Yeah, and he was all like, I mean, somebody told me they were on a nuclear sub. I couldn't imagine being on a nuclear sub. I imagine it's very hard to get an internet connection down there.
Sorry you can't play our games, military person. Thanks for risking your lives for our safety as a country, but you don't get to play our video games because you can't get internet on a sub. That sucks.
The American military is destroyed because their subs have to surface every 24 hours so the sailors can connect their Xboxes. Goddamn Microsoft. Yep, it's a great time to be a PC gamer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I gave up on video games, God, years ago.
Yeah.
It's like...
Well, like I was saying, I bought my 360 in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Like 4 years after it was released.
I think that's about the same time I got mine.
Yeah, and I bought my PS3 8 months ago. And, I mean, I got them cheaper. The library's existent. The good games I want to play are cheaper now. I haven't missed anything.
But it's just... Like, even when I got the Wii and the Xbox, it's like I didn't really want them the way before them.
I always said, I want a Wii, but I'm going to wait till they're like $100. And then they were like, limited edition red Wii. And I was like, oh, I guess I'm buying a Wii.
Yeah.
Because it was red. And actually, I like it. And I do love my Wii. I don't play it as much as I'd like, but I got some really great games for it. I do love my Wii. I love that they did something innovative and simple. Love my Wii. I love that they did something innovative and simple. It is unfortunate that the best games on the Wii don't use the fucking motion controls.
Yeah.
What you gonna do?
Well, I mean, a lot of them use the motion controls, but you don't need them, and they actually play better without them. Like,
yep.
Mario Kart.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I still love me some Mario Kart Wii. But it's like, it plays way better when you're just holding the joystick or whatever than it does putting the nunchuck in that weird donut that came with the game.
Oh, God, yeah. And, man, I tell you what, if you want a Wii and you like just old-school turn-based RPGs, Xeno's Saga, Arkrai's Fantasia, The Last Story, Final Fantasy, Crystal Crown, there's some really good RPGs on that system. There's some really good little hidden gems on that system.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the greatest time to do it, because it's all cheap as shit right now.
And yeah, it's like, I really wanted to like or be excited for the Wii U, but then they did everything that they did with the Wii, where it's like, hey, here's this new console, and there's not going to be any games for 9 months.
Yep.
But you can play this game that comes with it that teaches you how to use the thing.
I will say... The biggest misstep Nintendo has made, and all of them are probably ultimately going to go, I don't think Sony's doing it, was your virtual console purchases not carrying over.
Oh, they don't?
No, they don't carry over to the Wii U, but you can buy them again at a discounted price.
Oh,
it's like, no, I'll just keep my Wii, thanks.
Yeah.
I don't think Xbox is going to do that. I think Sony is. Sony said PlayStation Plus is carrying over, so theirs might carry over. But again, PlayStation Plus is like a recurring fee. I don't know about games you purchased.
Right. But it, like, if you're still signing into the same account, I mean, I guess that's the problem with the Wii is that you don't really have an account.
You do have an account.
Not really.
You do. It's tied to your email address, and you have a password for it and everything. A lot of people don't remember that, but yeah, when you created your Wii, you set up an email address and password. It's just you only have one per console. It's not tied to an account on the console. It's tied to the console.
Huh.
And if you were ever to replace your Wii, and you did it outside of Nintendo, like if your Wii screwed up and you just went to GameStop and traded in your Wii and got a new Wii, and you tried to log into your Wii with that account, none of your game purchases would carry over, is my understanding.
Okay, but yeah, I mean, that seems more of like a registering a product than having an actual account, where it's like you would sign into some other network and actually get things from them like you are doing with Xbox Live and PlayStation Plus.
Right.
Because, I mean, it's like, even if I did do that, like I said, like you just pointed out, I don't remember doing it. I imagine I did.
Yeah, but I didn't either until I went to log into the website for something, and it was like, oh, there's all my purchases. Okay, that's a little creepy.
But yeah, it's like...
But yeah, when you got the console and you had to register it, you registered it with an email address, and then you can use that email address to access an account on Nintendo's website. You make purchases, and that's where you register your products you buy to get coins. You can get free shit. But then, like, with the
then if they do have virtual... that, then they should be able to carry over that data. That seems really weird.
Mm-hmm. They absolutely should be able to carry over that data. But if you're carrying your games from a Wii to a Wii U, you have to rebuy them at a discounted price. Now, granted, the most expensive one is, like, 40 cents. But still.
Yeah, that's still just ridiculous that you would even have to repay for a game that you already
bought. Yeah. I'm kind of like, this is, and that's kind of why I only buy digital games now if it's just an outstandingly stellar deal. Because it's like, why am I going to buy that, and then when it's time to upgrade my console, I can't play it anymore. Whereas I can go to Goodwill and buy a PS1 game for $2 now, throw it in my PS3 or my PS2, and it works fine.
Yeah. I think that's why this podcast, I think I just nailed it, why this podcast is not very enthusiastic, because we are mourning the loss of something that we have loved so dearly.
Yeah, and then Green Arrow pops a fucking pill, and he calls it a happy pill, and and then the Joker takes one and gets shot by, like, 6 machine guns, but he's fine.
He just jumped right back to Injustice.
Like, I'm okay! And then, the way Superman kills Shazam is when Shazam goes to say Shazam so he can use the magic thunder to shock Superman, which doesn't make sense, because, like, on the one hand, you shock Superman with your magic thunder. On the other hand, everybody else who's loyal to Superman is standing around you, and you're now an 8-year-old boy. Good plan?
Why did you just come back to Injustice like that?
So
there was no segue there at all.
So, Superman, like, waits for Shazam to open his mouth and uses his freeze breath to freeze his mouth shut. And then while he's all like, oh, my mouth's frozen shut, which really comes out more like, Superman, like, heat visions his head, and you see it from behind, and, like, these two fucking holes form in the back of his hood, because Superman heat visioned, like, straight through his brain. And that's how Shazam died in Injustice.
Yeah, I think this one's done.
Hang on, I'm thinking. I'll think of some more. I mean, it's playing in the background behind me, and every minute or two, I look over and I go, oh, yeah. What is... All right. Yeah. Superman doesn't fly around the world, at least. Batgirl is presently beating the shit out of Batman. I hope you're all enjoying this episode of ours. Oh yeah, the Joker pulls out these giant canisters of laughing gas and throws them at you, but I mean, like, he doesn't have a bag or anything, so I think he keeps them up his asshole. Maybe he calls it his laugh hole.
This one's just end the podcast.
I was enjoying it while I was playing it. What the fuck? I'm trying to figure this one out. Batgirl is now beating the shit out of Shazam. Not 100% sure how that would work. Seems like he would. Good night, everybody.